Hi, you guys. Welcome back to RJ Talk About It. And today, baby, do y'all feel like as if I am a fashion statement in itself? Actually, I actually do. I do think I'm a fashion statement. I feel like even at school, even though we have to wear uniforms, I be turning looks. Like, I feel like I give fashion. Like, okay, so first we have to wear, you know, white shirt, khaki pants. I feel like, okay, I'm going to wear my puffer jacket with some khaki pants and a shirt with what is it called? The things that you clip around you clip it on your pants and you pull it back. What is it called? The thing is, it's on overalls. What is it called? Hold on, wait. I have the package. I don't know. They're like crisscrossed. I don't know. But I feel like I would wear some khaki pants with a white shirt, long socks. Usually during the summer, I wear long socks because I'm always wearing shorts. So with the, you know, the long sock aesthetic and colorful rainbow-y socks and stuff like that. And people honestly they just do not understand my fashion. They don't understand why I would wear high top shoes with shorts, or why I would wear low top shoes with pants or stuff like that. Because even though I do not dress up to impress anybody at school, it's still though like my you know, sense of fashion is, it shines through sometimes. Now, sometimes, I mean, I'm just with a hoodie and some pants. Like, that's the days that I don't want to be noticed. I just want to go through school without being noticed, or like even sometimes being talked to. Like, because when I'm at school, I usually get my work done and then I just chill or I talk. It's one of those two. So, yeah, it just depends on what day I'm having or how I feel. But yeah, I mean, now other people at school or around me, their sense of fashion is like, you know, the girls have to wear tight clothes, they have to wear makeup and stuff like that. And you know, if that's what you like, you can. But at the end of the day, like, I love a good natural face. I love a good you know, I just like authenticity. Like, I want to see you. I don't want to see nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see you in your pictures. Not an app. I don't want to see a filter. Okay? Because it's not you. But, I mean, in some cases where, like, they have the blurred effect, like, for the emo girls or the emo boys, like, I love that type of aesthetic, you know, that you, even though it's blurred, you can still see the boots all the way up to the knee-high boots, or the black makeup around the eye, that smoky, look up under the eye and stuff like that. You can still see that, you know. Now, fashion on television is kind of different, you know. A girl named Nikki Duhl, her fashion, it took me a little while to understand, you know, her fashion, Nikki Duhl's fashion is kind of like Suki Duhl's fashion from Canada's Drag Race, season 2. Her outfits, their outfits, it can be very flowy, you know. Nikki Duhl, she had an outfit, it was like a gladiator outfit. It was like, I've seen a lot of people do this before. It's like they have a piece of cloth and it's and it's tied on one side, and like it's just it drops. Like, okay, all right, think of a cape, right? One side of the cape is like attached, but the other side is just flowing all the way down, and it's like a piece of fabric just flowing in the wind, which is like, it's kind of cute, and like it's not regular fashion, you know, fashion. And with the fashion, it's not always appealing to the eye. Like Cruella, one of her looks was giving me very fashion, but it wasn't jaw-dropping, if that makes sense. Okay, so another person whose fashion I didn't really understand, like what's her name? She's off Canada's Drag Race. What's her name? She wore that out, that outfit. She said it was giving Hellraiser, but make it lesbian. She made that statement. Her name would come to me in a minute. Isis Couture. It's Isis Couture. Isis Couture wore like that Hellraiser outfit, and I didn't get it at first because it was like just chains tied to you, and like I was like, well, that's not really fashion, and I wasn't getting where the lesbian part was coming from. But when I looked back at it, it's kind of, you know, fashion giving dominatrix. It was starting to come to me, because at first I was like, well, what is this hot garbage? But then when I saw, okay, the detailing, you know, that she didn't really just, you know, throw a belt on and put, you know, chains to it. She actually took time to place the chains, and she actually was strategic on where she put the chains at. So, you know, that's where it became fashion instead of, you know, throw it on, you know. RuPaul's fashion, I really, you know, not all of RuPaul's outfits are basic, so let's just go ahead and get that out the way. Not all of them are, but some of them can be elevated, you know? Sometimes, well, maybe it's because he don't really have anybody to, you know, impress. He already has a TV show. He's already done a lot for the community. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but for the outfits that are basic, you guys know what they are. Who else has someone with very good fashion? Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, I don't really know how she dresses, actually. Now that I think about it, I see her all the time, and I don't really think about how she dresses. Yeah, that's insane, huh? Because you don't really pay attention to what she's wearing. She's always, you know, you're always thinking about how she's singing and performing. So, when judging her type of fashion, do you judge her, like, do you judge her fashion, like, on stage or off stage or both? I don't know. Okay, so, on stage, what something did she wear? Okay, I can remember, this is one thing I can remember, the one with, when she was with Lady Gaga, performing with Lady Gaga, I loved that outfit, you know, it was very, you know, cute. Oh, you know what? She does have great fashion, because that grayish flowy dress she had on, I think it was the AMAs or something like this. It was the musical. She was at a music awards, and she was wearing a very flowy It was like she looked like a princess, low key. Zendaya, I love that burgundy crop dress she had on. It was like the top of it was cropped all the way up to the underboob, and the bottom part was like right at the waistline, and that was a beautiful outfit. It was very beautifully done. Akira C. Davenport, she really has great fashion too. The way that she designed the gowns. Yes. Another person is, he made something for Cardi B, in her Up video, the corset, and, you know, the actual sculpting of her, outfit at the beginning of Up video, the black outfit she had on at the beginning of the video. I love the sculpting of it. It looks very, you know, it looks hard. Like, it don't look soft. Like, you know how you could tell, like, if it's soft material and it looked like it was actually sculpted. And I heard, I know who the creator of the outfit is. It's just that I can't think of the name right now. But yeah. A lot of people dragged Monet and Bob for their fashion. And their fashion has very much improved since they have been on Drag Race, especially Monet. And even in All Stars 5, her outfits were great. They were beautiful. Not even one that could have been changed, that I would have changed. Yeah, her outfits were beautiful. The only thing was, I just thought that her outfit for All Stars 5, the finale, Monet, I feel like the African print, the purple dress, you know, that she had on, the purple gown, it was very beautiful. I just feel like it could have been elevated a little bit more, you know? It could have been taken a little bit further, but, you know, I'm not here to judge. People expect for me to just tear other celebrities or anybody who's in the public eye down for, you know, not taking it all the way to the next level. But, I mean, at the same time, though, she was under a lot of pressure, you know. And it took a lot of time to probably make that itself. So, yeah, ain't nothing like happened. Manila Luzon, the silver dress she had. Oh, jaw-dropping. I loved Trinity the Tuck Grinch outfit, green. She looked just like the Grinch if the Grinch had a wife. So beautifully done. Oh yes. I cannot express how I felt when the trailer came out for it and I saw Trinity in a Grinch outfit. I was like, this is about to be some next level stuff on this Drag Race All Stars. And Aquaria, she gave fashion boots. Every time she walked the runway, I loved every single aspect of it. You know, especially even from the design challenge when she had to make stuff from the bargain bin or dollar stuff. I don't know, but like when she had the umbrella outfit, the bird outfit, like it was like colorful, fluffy. She made it to a skirt, and I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't even explain it if I tried. Especially like the gold look she did when she was like she barely can see anyway. I loved that look. It was very fashion. And Violet Chachki. I'm not going to try to go into everything that she wore because I didn't watch her season. So I don't really know what she wore or what she looks like now. I mean, I do know what she looks like now. When she be wearing that corset, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like her insides are just smushed together into like an inch of her. It's Yeah. I mean, but her fashion is beautiful. And that, oh, I did see a outfit of hers. It was like an anime outfit she wore. That was so beautifully done. Her and Denali did the same. They didn't do the exact same one, but they did anime outfits, you know? Those were beautiful. And what's her name? She's from Denali season. She's one of the first girls to go home. Kamora Hall. Yes, she gives looks. I know. Here's the thing that I have a problem with. Asian drag queens, they don't really win a lot. They don't never win. Now that I think about it, has there been an Asian queen that won? I haven't seen one yet. It's just insane. But that needs to change, though. I mean, I know that people have different opinions about this, but I'm just going to say it. People always saying that, okay, say for instance, too many white people win in a row, or too many white queens win in a row, they're going to automatically say that the black queens, they're not getting a fair chance, or they're going to say, oh, it's not enough black winners. And here's what I have to say about it. It's when it's the seasons that they do have black winners, okay, they were totally deserving of it. But on some of these seasons, where I will admit, it has been some seasons where I feel like, okay, the black girl could have won, or she could have won, or something like that. But in some seasons, it's like, baby, you want the black queen to win, but is she bringing the level of drag that is needed to take the crown home? I mean, no, it wasn't given. And some of y'all are probably like, say their name. Okay, are we talking about Dragula or drag? Okay, I'm just gonna go with Dragula because that's something that I have watched recently. When I was thinking about that, I was actually thinking about Coco. I was thinking about when Coco got eliminated. I was thinking, okay, I kind of wanted to see her in the top, but then I had to realize Coco wasn't really giving. You know, she had talent. Don't get me wrong. She have talent. She know how to do special effect makeup. She knows how to certain looks, but it wasn't shining through in the competition. Just like Saint. I want to see Saint win, but at the same time, though, Saint still is getting the same critiques, and she has not changed anything. She's trying to change, but, like, she haven't went all the way. She hasn't fully blossomed yet to where, like, if she would just get those movements down, she would be pushing the competition. She will be the competition will be gone. And that's honestly, like, you know what I'm trying to get at, because even though I want the black queen to win, and I'm always rooting for the, like, the black queen or the cisgender woman or stuff like that, at the end of the day, their gender or their color don't really matter. You know, it's your level of talent. And whoever says that a black queen cannot be as talented as a white queen, I mean, that is completely, completely incorrect. I feel like it's an even playing field now, especially now in the drag race world. Now, do I feel like it's possible that they don't want too many black queens or too many white queens to win in a row to where they change it? I don't know. It could be very much possible. It could be like a production thing. They don't want to be seen as, only black queens win or only white queens win. That's very understandable. But if it's somebody who's just like a front runner and they're just like all the way ahead of the competition, and you can tell, you towards the end, you always can tell who's going to win. Like right towards the end, right at the very end, you can tell who's about to win. And so far, that really hasn't been happening, but I hope season 14 RuPaul's Drag Race will change that. And I'm actually going to be, you know, I'm going to be doing a review on season 14, and I'm going to, you know, be recapping all the episodes of season RuPaul's Drag Race season 14, and that's going to start in January whenever it starts. So I'm very looking forward to that, and I hope these queens bring it, and I'm going to be giving my honest opinion on all of them. I'm going to be writing notes on all of these queens, so get ready, okay? And even though that I am not a drag queen and I don't do drag, I mean, I feel like my opinion is very valid. And I'm not here to tell them how to do drag, but I am here to tell them, like, about their fashion and, you know, stuff like that. Because I do have an eye for, especially acting challenges, stuff like that. I'm ready to see how these queens do. I most definitely can act. And can't nobody tell me differently. So, yeah, I'm very looking forward to that. But that is the end of this topic. And I know, you guys, that I haven't been doing the countdown a lot lately, but it is December the 12th, which means we have 13 more days left to Christmas. I know you guys are so excited to open up your presents, celebrate with your family, and all of that good stuff, but unfortunately, that is the end of this episode, which means I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye!